shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your bump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Ah, yes, my friends. This is fresh off last night's national championship for the Indiana Hoosiers last night. I tell you what, it has been quite the ride. I'm going to hold off saying I'm going to try to stick to the issues today. I know some of you don't like when we venture off into things like this, but I can't help myself today, friends. This is an incredible thing, and I think that there's stories and inspiration tucked into this. So we'll talk about that, but what I want to talk about today, my friends, is the breakdown of civic, moral, institutional boundaries, this misunderstanding we have about protest and trespass law. Protest and trespass, law enforcement versus, law breaking and evil. The church is wrapped up in this situation in St. Paul, the Twin Cities area in Minnesota, and how all that stuff breaking down and just the cultural rot that you find in different parts of our society. Even inside, at times, the church, I'm not criticizing the church at large, but there is a portion of the church that has been that has strayed from the teachings of Jesus and of the source. It's source the Bible, my friends, and so that's happening inside some churches, outside of churches, in our government, in our communities. And I want to talk about this today. Talk about this city's church in St. Paul, Minnesota, that was targeted by protesters, which really aren't, we got to come up with a different term. I don't know if I want to call them rioters, but they are not just protesters. They are people who are, infringing upon the rights of other people, trying to infringe upon the rights of people to worship as they did this weekend at a church in Minneapolis. You've probably seen this with Don Lemon. Don Lemon's got himself all messed up in this. He's getting warnings from the Department of Justice. We'll see where this goes. But friends, this is a disaster that is absolutely rooted in the moral depravity we find in the radical left, and everywhere that they go, in the media, in the churches that the radical left has gotten a hold of, in government, my friends. It is everywhere. It is insidious, and it has to be defeated, my friends. So that's where we're headed today, and yes, there will be some references to the Indiana Hoosiers winning their first national championship. It is, I'm still on cloud nine. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I shared this with you before. This, I live about, 40 minutes to from Indiana University. My best friend played on the team years ago. He's a lot older than he thinks he is. So he played in the late 90s. I had another friend who was one of the managers for the team in, the early to mid 90s. And, you know, you would go. We would go to IU football games. But I got to be honest, it was not anything to get too excited about, other than, of course, when, my friend being a part of it and just other things like that, the relationships and the fact that it's really the local school. Basketball was a different story. When I was a kid, I remember growing up and my dad being a huge fan of Bobby Knight. Everybody was a fan of Bobby Knight. I live in the part of the state that's really pretty red Hoosier country, but there's Purdue fans here as well. But I think that there's a lot more Indiana fans. And listen, I am an Alabama fan as well. In fact, I was neutral. Actually, I think I wanted IU to win. I just didn't want to admit it. But I was barely, 51% of me wanted IU to win when they played Alabama here a few weeks ago. But what happened, it's incredible for the area, the state. It's an incredible story, and it's inspirational, and I'm going to probably talk about it, but I'm going to do my best to stick on this issue first because this is important as well. So that's where we're headed this morning, my friends. Thank you so much for tuning in. Friends, if you're dealing with discomfort, you're tired of living off prescriptions and managing those side effects, you're not alone. A lot of folks are looking for something natural they can trust. That's why I want you to check out Christopher's Organic Botanicals, a family-run natural kratom company rooted in truth, tradition, and transparency. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia. That's the source of where the product comes from. They lab test everything before it ever reaches your hands. There's no synthetics. There is no hype. There is no funny business, no shenanigans going on here, as you'll find with some of these other shady sellers of kratom. This is just the real thing done right, my friends. Real kratom is not the problem. That's not the source of these horror stories that you hear about kratom. That comes from, of course, the shady sellers out there trying to make a quick buck, selling the synthetic garbage, pushing things on you, telling you it's kratom when it isn't, my friends. That's where these problems come from. Christopher's wants you to be informed and educated. You can get educated at their website, christophersorganicbotanicals.com, or you can research it. Either way, once you're ready to make a purchase, start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Use coupon code TODHUFF. You'll save 10% off your first purchase there. christophersorganicbotanicals.com. That's christophersorganicbotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. Friends, if you haven't seen the video or read the stories or seen any of the fallout, let me give you a quick, rundown here, a quick rundown of what happened over the weekend in St. Paul, Minnesota. There's a church called Cities Church, and protesters, I'm using that word loosely, although I wouldn't say that they're rioters, they're at least trespassers. How about that? Let's call them trespassers. The trespassers targeted this church called Cities Church. Remember, this is in the Twin Cities region, St. Paul, Minneapolis, or Minneapolis, St. Paul is how they say it. But anyway, the trespassers, there we go, targeted this church because one of the pastors, David Easterwood, is believed to work for ICE. In fact, we believe he does work for ICE, although that's not entirely clear to me. It appears that that is actually correct. Easterwood is reportedly a pastor at Cities Church and the acting director of ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations Field Office in St. Paul. So they thought these anti-ICE agitators, these folks who believe in lawlessness, keep in mind what they're doing here. They're going to a pastor's church because the pastor has the audacity to work for ICE, to do something that is perfectly legal within the bounds of both the law and the Constitution. And they stormed his church, interrupted it, terrified some kids along the way that were in service there. And they viewed this as a legitimate thing to do because they believed in their self-righteousness, the trespassers did, They believe that the church is, I guess, morally implicated here because he's employed both by the church and by ICE. Now, a lot going on here. A whole lot going on here. Number one, this protest at its core has this foundational belief that working for ICE is immoral, especially if you're a Christian, especially if you're a Christian pastor. So working for ICE, they believe, is immoral. Enforcing immigration law, they would argue, I guess, is immoral. And so the pastor cannot be, I guess, hold the pastor's position and work for the evil Gestapo, as the left would have you believe, known as ICE. That's the framing of this. Now, there's no allegation of criminal behavior by Pastor Easterwood. There's no allegation that he abused his authority. There's no allegation that he engaged in any sort of personal misconduct. The objection by these, again, the self-righteous here, is that this is immoral, ideologically immoral and inconsistent, they would say, with, I guess, being a pastor. And so they believe that they have a right to storm a church, private property, by the way, interfere with people exercising their freedom of religion. They believe that they're in the right on this particular situation. So what moral law, though, is actually being violated by this pastor? These trespassers, they claim sometimes just explicitly, sometimes implicitly, claim that immigration enforcement is injustice. How? They believe that participating in law enforcement as it pertains to immigration status is morally wrong. But I have a question for these folks. Which of the Ten Commandments, which of the Old Testament laws, which of the teachings of Scripture forbids the enforcement of law? Which biblical passage or text forbids law enforcement in general? Border enforcement specifically? Which moral law prohibits the civil authority from enforcing national law? What are they so upset about? There's no clear biblical prohibition that these folks have cited because, my friends, it doesn't exist. Now, you'll find teachings about being kind and compassionate to people who are in need, which include people who are migrants, who are refugees. That's a term that we hear. But there is no guaranteed right that this country, or any country for that matter, has to be a wide open border for anyone who wants to come here. Listen, there is nothing biblically that says that states cannot be sovereign, that governments cannot have sovereignty over what is happening inside their country. In fact, God instituted government. You realize this. People have ruined government. The leftists ruin it every time because their ideas are not predicated, not built upon the truth of, well, things like freedom and liberty, things like personal choice. They want to be, these folks establish or want to establish governments that micromanage your choices, that take away your liberty, that take away your money. What about that? Look, I'm not a guy. You're not going to hear me come on here and say we should pay no taxes. That's crazy talk. Government is legitimate, and government needs to be funded. But government is not legitimate right now. It's crazy with what we've had, and Trump is cleaning things up. Make no mistake. But the government has become a bloated bureaucratic nightmare, and Trump has been... By the way, today is January 20th. This is the day that Trump was sworn in. 1 year. We got 1 year under our belts. Three more to go. I'm hoping for three more big, beautiful years here. But we've got today being that day. But Trump has made improvements. Trump has made improvements. But it is so deep. The tentacles of this government run so deep. The hatred and hatred for freedom and animosity towards people coming from the federal government directed at people. The animosity is directed at people who love liberty and want to live in accordance with their own conscience and so forth. The government, the bureaucrats hate that. They like control. But God instituted government. God absolutely did that. Law enforcement is legitimate. Certainly there are examples of law enforcement exercising or, well, I shouldn't say exercising, doing things that are outside their authority. There are people who are in law enforcement that have broken the law, that have exceeded their authority and so forth. But in general, the concept of law enforcement is not morally depraved or some such thing. In fact, the absence of law and order is a much bigger problem, in my estimation, when you think of the scriptures and how God established life to live, or established, I should say, us to live this side of heaven. So order is preferred to chaos. This is God. We serve a God, for those of you who are Christian, for those of you who are just generally interested, God is a God of order. Government is good. Now, there's obviously a line where you take away, there's so much quote-unquote order that you're taking away people's ability to live their lives according to their own consciences and direction that the Spirit of God might give to a person. That's not good. That's not what we want. In fact, I fight against that on this program each and every day. But order in general in a free society is a good thing. It's preferred to chaos and to violence, which is what happens when you have absolute anarchy. By the way, pastors have historically served in roles like soldiers, like law enforcement officers. What is wrong with this? I understand that there are people and that there are sects of Christianity where people are pacifist and so forth. And I respect their interpretation and their consciences in that respect. I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way at all. I don't think that we should just go out there and blindly start being violent. But there is a time when violence is necessary because violence is being imposed on the rest of us. You have to at some point. The only thing that keeps evil men from using violence are good men prepared and ready to use violence to stop them from instituting, or I should say, initiating violence on the population or groups of people or so forth. So it's actually quite commendable. We've lost that in society, by the way. You know, I was talking to Oz the other day, and you know this. I think modern feminism, I think feminism has done so much damage beneath the surface. I think the average person who knows feminism is bad has been subtly impacted by feminism in ways that I don't think many of us even comprehend. I think that it is so insidious and that it is so cooked into the culture today. We don't recognize men and women. Now, obviously, I'm preaching to the choir here, but I think even those of us who know that there are clear distinctions, that God made man and woman to be different, to have different a different nature, right? To be better at certain things and that sort of stuff. I think even I find myself, I'll speak for myself, I find myself sometimes thinking, why do I think that? And I think it is insidious, feminism. It is so insidious, it's reached so deep, and it's basically watered down everything, right? And it's impacted even the church. What's so wrong about this? I remember a story. I used to intern when I was in college, when I went to Washington, D.C. back in 1999. That's been a long time ago now, 27 years. That is wild to think about. But I remember I interned at a place called the Christian Defense Fund, and they provide, in fact, I've got some of those little booklets and so forth here. But anyway, they helped people understand America's Christian heritage. And they produced a lot of, you know, books, and we worked. I helped them with what they called the college lecture series, I think. We tried to connect speakers to go on college campuses and share the message of Jesus and to talk in forums on universities and so forth. But I remember in those days, I don't know if it was directly associated with that organization or if I just consumed this information elsewhere, but there's a story back in the Revolutionary, I'm pausing, I think it's the Revolutionary War. It could have been the Civil War. It was the Revolutionary War. But there was a pastor that was giving a sermon, And he was preaching from Ecclesiastes, where it says there is a, under everything there's a season, a time to be born and a time to die, that passage. And when he got to the part, and I don't have it in front of me here, but basically a time for, what does it say, a time for war and a time for peace? Is that how it says it? I'll look it up here. But when he got to that part, apparently underneath his clergy attire, he had a military uniform, and he, you know, exposed the uniform, and he basically told the congregation he's going to be fighting for the American Revolution. In fact, if you look at this, it's fascinating, even from a Christian perspective, and I know not all of you are Christian, but hang in there with me. There are a lot of instances, if you go back to the 1750s, you'll find sermons being preached against tyranny and oppression, talking about the liberty that God had created man to have. There were pastors that were talking about these things long before the American Revolution ever officially took shape. And so these pastors served as soldiers. They have historically. They did in the case of the American Revolution and all throughout history. So what is so bad? There's no historic Christian consensus that law enforcement is evil, that ICE is evil. ICE is legitimate. But ICE is treated as uniquely illegitimate by these radical protesters and trespassers who storm church services and think they have the right to do this. Now, I've got more thoughts on this as I'm glancing at the clock here. Let me just say this. This has infiltrated even some Christian circles. I'm amazed even at people I see. In fact, my wife shared with me yesterday something someone posted on Facebook about Trump potentially sending in the National Guard to Minnesota. This is a woman that we know attends church. I'm sure she's a kind person. But, you know, there are people who believe that in order to be a Christian today, you just have to be, it's all love and peace. And listen, I believe in that. But if you're not willing, my friends, if you're not willing to stand up, I mean, look at what happened. My goodness, look at what happened after the people of Israel left the exodus of Egypt. They left Egypt. They got to the promised land. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happened in Israel's history. A lot of, I mean, David and Goliath. You think about these stories of fighting, of war. And it wasn't always a good thing. I'm not saying that it was, but there were times when God specifically ordered Joshua to do certain things and to fight certain battles. And to pretend that it's just about hugging everybody and saying it's okay, you water down truth at that point. You know, we should speak the truth in love. Truth, by definition, is upsetting to people. They don't like it. I talk about that on this program regularly. But this has infiltrated the church. I think it's rooted in feminism, a misunderstanding. There's a lot of places where the church has catered to women and even feminism in certain areas. And real men have sat back or not attended church or whatever. And this problem has metastasized. And so now we've got people out there who think ICE is the oppressor, that ICE is targeting victims, and that there's systemic guilt that runs along with being part of ICE. So that's where we're headed here today, my friends. I got to take a break. But ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? That's not by accident. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, option strategies, all coupled with expert legal guidance. It's about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. If you're looking to do more than just manage your money, if you want to leave your mark, build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth, fullsuitewealth.com, my friends. Build your legacy, secure your future. Time out for me, back in a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet.
Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Welcome back, my friends. That verse that I referenced, it's Ecclesiastes 3, chapter 3, and verse 8. Time for, what is it, Oz? A time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, a time for peace. It's a long chapter that's got these contrasting ideas. But that was the passage, I believe, that pastor was preaching from whenever he, you know, removed his outer garments to show the people in attendance that he was wearing a uniform when he said that he was basically going to fight in the American Revolution. Anyway, just wanted to get that back since we hit on that. We're talking here a little bit about the church, since the church in St. Paul was stormed by these trespassers. So now we have people who are professional clergy or in positions of being paid ministers, pastors, and so forth, that apparently they can't work in law enforcement, or at least they can't work for ICE without being concerned about having their church targeted. So political viewpoints are replacing doctrine in churches. Doctrinal unity. Look, what is the old saying? I should have been prepared to say this, but on the essential things, believers need to be unified. On the non-essential things, the things that could be very important but that aren't core, we need to be gracious in understanding that there can be different interpretations. And man, oh man, there are some people that are incredibly legalistic, even on things that are of secondary importance. They could even be really important, but it's unnecessarily divisive doctrinally. That's one thing. But now we've got political views that are things that the Bible doesn't even discuss, at best by extension, in the case with ICE, with refugees and so forth. A lot of Christians have more to say about political issues than they do about doctrinal issues. And conversely, I think the opposite is true in conservative type churches. They don't want to talk about what's quote unquote politics anymore. Massive problem. I'm not a person who believes that you should be up there lobbying for individual candidates from the pulpit. But my friends, there are things that are happening in politics that the Bible absolutely says some things about. Things like abortion, things like God's creation, things like the LGBTQIAA+, whatever it is, agenda, the trans agenda. We shouldn't be silent on these matters. We shouldn't be afraid to simply say what the Bible says. I'm not, but many people are. But the people who come from these churches that are, what's the term when a church basically accepts that homosexuality isn't a sin? Affirming, right? Affirming churches. You know what? That is a problem, my friends. I mean, the core of Christianity is to realize that you're a sinner, that I'm a sinner, and that I have to repent and turn from those ways, and I have to accept that God's ways are right, and where my ways disagree with God's ways, newsflash, I'm wrong. And respectfully, you are too. That's the way that it works. But that's not what these affirming churches say. Oh, God made you that way, whatever it is. Whatever it is. There's even some extreme lunatics out there that begin to start excusing pedophilia, my friends. I'm not saying that one's in the church. Not yet. It will be. It will be at some point, at some quote-unquote church at some point, if it isn't already. But this is what's happening. There's been this deterioration of, biblical knowledge, conviction, actually doing what the Bible says, and then replacing doctrine with political stuff. Messages and stuff. And here we are. And so you have these radical trespassers come storming in. And what happened was they entered the service, during an act of worship service. They occupied the sanctuary. They started chanting and screaming. The congregation was there. There, of course, was no consent. They weren't invited. They didn't attempt to remain outside. They stormed the gates of the church. The church, by the way, is private property. Worship, by the way, is a First Amendment protected activity. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's what the First Amendment says in part there. And they interfered. They entered during the service. They interfered with the service. They disrupted the service. They obstructed the service, trying to interfere with speech. You ever notice this, by the way? The people on the left, they want no speech or at least dramatically less speech. So the Department of Justice has opened a civil rights investigation. They've cited what's called the FACE Act, which ironically and interestingly, if you go to the FACE Act was written to protect, I guess, what they call as reproductive health care. So the rights of people, the quote-unquote rights of people to murder their own children. By the way, if people in churches want to be upset about something, how about that? How about that as a starter? The number of kids that were murdered this week, unborn babies that were murdered in compliance with state laws around this country. You talk about a stain on America. You talk about a blemish in these, more than a blemish, you talk about a stain on the local church congregations that defend this garbage as healthcare and so forth, this pure evil that exists in abortion. But anyway, the FACE Act was designed to, in part, protect abortion providers from certain things that protesters could do. But it also explicitly talks about the rights of First Amendment rights of people who are attending worship service, and that is part of the FACE Act as well. You can't, as a private citizen, it's a crime to try to take away the First Amendment or the constitutional rights of another person. And that's, you can make the case, what was happening here by interfering with the free exercise of religion. Now, this public versus private little deal is a big deal. It's a big deal. There is, I don't know if you've ever, you probably have, if you haven't, it's worth looking into. I mean, it's a rabbit hole. You could spend days, weeks, months doing this. But there are, of course, people out there who are what are called First Amendment auditors. And so they go to public places with their video cameras, their cell phones, or other equipment, and they record. And they basically just see if people try to interfere with them and their ability to record things that are in the public, in publicly accessible places. Because that is an absolute exercise of your First Amendment. And of course, it's pretty common for people to say, you're scaring people from filming them. You can't put their faces on this and that. What are you doing with the camera? You're suspicious. The cops will get called. These people will often be intimidated and shaken down and all that sort of stuff. But the ones that really know what they're doing stand their ground. They often file lawsuits. They usually or often win these lawsuits because that is... The government can't tell you that you can't do those things in publicly accessible spaces. Now, that's in public. We all own the public spaces. When something is public, it is taxpayer owned. We are taxpayers, ergo, we collectively own the space. Now, a church is not public. A church is private. In fact, that's part of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law establishing an establishment of religion. So there are no state-run churches, so that means that all the churches are privately owned. And so you can protest on the public sidewalk that's adjacent to the private church, but you can't storm the private property. I'm amazed at the number of idiots that have no idea about this stuff. They think that they're on the right side here. Now we got Don Lemon. Don Lemon, a make-believe journalist, used to work at CNN, got fired there. How bad do you have to be for that to happen? Now he's got his own private thing. He entered with these trespassers. Don Lemon was one of the rioting trespassers that stormed the church. He filmed from inside the church. He was embedded there, embedded journalist into a group that was actively breaking the law, or at best, interfering with the constitutional rights of the people in that place to worship as they see fit. The Department of Justice has said, look, we're putting Don Lemon on notice for this. We're looking into this. You're getting investigated. And you can't be a journalist who's part of a group that's actively breaking the law, especially when it comes to something like private property. So, got to take a break. Lots to go through there. There's obviously a lot more. By the way, subscribe to the newsletter if you haven't. You'll have the shareable version of this. You'll have more information. You'll have links to what we discussed. You'll have write-ups with more information and just sometimes additional background that I don't have time to get to on this program. Anyway, sign up for that. It's at the website, toddhuffshow.com. It's free to do, my friends. And let me remind you too, friends, if you are concerned about your cholesterol health, if you have a history of cholesterol, high cholesterol, bad cholesterol problems in your family, if you're just getting older and you want to have an all-natural, clinically proven way to help lower cholesterol, check out Soltea, S-O-L-T-E-A, Soltea.com. No prescriptions, no doctor's visits. It's completely natural. All you have to do is take two Soltea soft gels a day. It's simple and easy to do. It's lowered the cholesterol for a lot of people. Maybe able to do the same thing for you. Soltea.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. And if you use my name, Todd, you're going to get a great deal. You're going to get 50% off your first order, and you're going to get free shipping to boot. The only thing to lose, my friends, are high cholesterol numbers. Soltea.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Promo code Todd. Quick break for me. Back in a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of the program today. Friends, let's talk about something important really quickly here. That's your money. Your money is important. Your money, you know what? Money shouldn't be the most important thing. Zig Ziglar used to say this. I love Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar used to say, money is not the most important thing, but it's reasonably important. It's as important as oxygen, right? And so there's truth in that. A lot of people can worship money. Money makes a terrible master. But if it's serving you, if it's a servant, it could be a good thing if you're in control of it instead of it being in control of you. But it is important. You worked hard for your money. But is it working hard for you? And more importantly, what you believe in? Or is it standing as an obstacle to what you believe in? Those are questions as we grow and understand what's happening in our country. Those are questions we have to begin to answer. We first have to ask them, then we have to get answers for them. But 48 Financial specializes in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith, your values. They'll help you create a plan that fits your goals, your purpose. And the best part is they'll give you an analysis of your current investments and show you how or to what degree your current investments stack up against those values. All you have to do is head on over to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. That's where you'll take the assessment, my friends. It'll be helpful. I've done it. You can as well. 48 Financial, because your values matter. And so, my friends, does your money. Okay. I'm torn here. Because I told you off the top I was going to talk about Indiana University. I got to a good stopping point with what's happening in Minnesota, St. Paul, the problems in the church, the protest versus trespass, free speech versus obstruction and screaming. These folks don't want a conversation. They don't want free speech. They want to stop people. They want to intimidate people. We've gone through that. We talked about the FACE Act and how that's going to be potentially applied here. We've talked about how there's moral outrage at people who are enforcing border security and immigration law, which is wild stuff to be in. And there's a cold civil war. That cold civil war that we have in this culture, my friends, in this country, is being waged inside of the church community as well. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. There are people that are politically driven, not gospel driven, not biblically driven, not truth driven, but politically driven, to change the messages of certain churches and denominations. And that's a scary and dangerous thing. Reminds me of the letters that Paul wrote to churches, the letters that you would find in the New Testament and the letters that you find in the book of Revelation to the churches. And I wonder what John in the book of Revelation, what God would say to some of these churches that have completely abandoned their responsibilities and are openly embracing some of these wicked beliefs and teachings, things that are sin that they say are perfectly cool and acceptable. So I've talked about that. I'll talk a little bit more, expound a little bit more upon that in today's newsletter. But I want to do this. Look, I just have a couple minutes here. I have to tell you what happened last night. And I did the Todd talk on this today. That's in the newsletter as well. If you've not heard that, or you know, it's on the website if you just want to go there. But that's in the Todd Talk, or excuse me, in the newsletter as well. But I did the Todd Talk on what happened with Indiana University football. It is a remarkable thing, my friends. I think that this is a story for the ages. I remember, oh, do I remember? I have a buddy, I told you he played at Indiana University. I played at Butler. I wasn't good enough to play at IU, but I'll tell you this. He is an IU fan through and through. And we used to talk about this because we would talk about, how do you turn a football program around? How does it happen? And I remember telling him this, and he always loved this. He gives me credit for this. I didn't come up with this. I want you to know that. I read this somewhere. He, in his head, I said this. I do say it, but I wasn't the source of this. I don't know where it came from, but I think it's true. I read once that there are a coach, I think it was a coach who said this. There's three types of teams. Teams that hope they can win, teams that think they can win, and teams that expect to win. And as earlier in the program, I told you I was a fan of Alabama. That's because my grandpa had a Coke bottle from Paul the Bear Bryant. We had one of my grandma's sisters lived in Alabama, and I think my grandpa just kind of started liking the program, and me wanting to be like my grandpa as a younger kid, I liked the program, and I watched that program, and I watched as Alabama became a team that expected to win, truly expected to win. It did not matter the score, how much time was on the clock. There were many times when I told my friend, they're going to come back and win this game. I've seen it happen too many times because they expected to win. Indiana was a team for a long time that hoped that they could win. They just hoped. They hoped they could win. Cignetti came in 2 years ago. Worst program in college football history. Most losses ever. He comes in. He has these press conferences. I loved it. And they were asking him, basically, who are you? And he says, I win. Google me. I loved it. He went to Assembly Hall during a basketball game. Goes to the floor, and he says, Purdue sucks. And then he says, and so does Ohio State and Michigan. That's how he says it. That's why I said it that way. Anyway, it was fantastic. The crowd erupted. I did not think this was possible. I thought the guy could do tremendous things after watching him a little bit, but I never could have dreamed in 2 years to take a program with no five-star athletes, take a program that's historically kind of a laughingstock, and in 2 years, do what he's done. Lost a total of two games, one regular season game last year, one tournament game, one playoff game, and undefeated, 16-0 this year, my friends. Absolutely astonishing story. Hoosiers. Gotta go, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.